BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has expressed outrage at the latest reported mass killing in Syria and said any failure by the international community to take action would be a license for further massacres. In a letter to the UN Security Council, the international peace envoy Kofi Annan said the Syrian government had violated its commitment to stop using heavy weapons in population centres. From the UN, here's Nada Tawfik.
Western nations are pushing for a new UN resolution to threaten sanctions on Syria if it does not stop the use of heavy weapons. The draft resolution calls for diplomatic and economic, but not military, sanctions under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter. This will give President Assad 10 days to cease violence before the sanctions are imposed. Russia has said it will veto such a move, but a Western UN diplomat said there was no room for negotiation on the issue, insisting Russia needed to realize now was the time for more pressure on its Syrian ally.
Police in Nigeria say five people have been killed in a suicide bomb attack outside a mosque in the city of Maiduguri. The blast took place after prayers at the central mosque, narrowly missing government officials and the spiritual leader of Borno State, who was left splattered with blood. The bombing happened in a stronghold of the Islamist group Boko Haram. The first cargo ship to sail from Miami to Cuba in 50 years has arrived in Havana. The ship was carrying humanitarian supplies such as food and medicine that are exempt from the U.S. trade embargo against the communist-run island. Its cargo was made up of charitable donations and gifts to relatives from Miami's large Cuban exile population. The vessel will now operate a weekly service linking Miami and Havana for the first time since 1962. The lower house of the Russian parliament, the Duma, has voted in favour of two laws, which the government says are needed to protect Russia from outside interference. Critics accuse the authorities of trying to crush dissent. Steve Rosenberg reports from Moscow.
Well, here at the Duma, Russian MPs have approved two controversial new laws before breaking for the summer. The first one tightens state regulation of non-governmental organisations receiving funding from abroad and engaged in political activities. Such NGOs will be forced to label themselves foreign agents. That's a phrase which in the Russian language is synonymous with spies. The second bill makes slander a criminal offence and punishable by a heavy fine.
Italy's highest court has confirmed verdicts against a group of activists who were found guilty of looting and causing destruction during a G8 summit in Genoa 11 years ago. Five are to be jailed immediately. The BBC Rome correspondent says the upheaval in Genoa during the summit, which shocked Italy, also saw violence by the police. A number of police officers were convicted last week, but will not be jailed. World News from the BBC. A man from Uzbekistan has been sentenced to 15 years in prison in the United States for threatening to kill President Obama. Ulukbek Kodirov, who is 22, pleaded guilty to the charge in February. A court in Birmingham, Alabama, heard how Mr. Kodirov came up with the plan after making contact online with a member of an Uzbek Islamic group, which the U.S. considers a terrorist organization. The German government says it wants to ensure that Jewish and Muslim parents can get their sons circumcised, despite a local court ruling that the operation is a crime when performed for religious reasons. A spokesman for the Chancellor said the government was committed to protecting religious freedom, and circumcisions carried out in a responsible way should not lead to prosecution. The former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has been appointed a United Nations Special Envoy for Education. UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon said Mr. Brown would work with key partners to help galvanise support for UN efforts to achieve quality education for each child by 2015. Mr. Brown said expanding education had been a long-standing passion of his. Former fighters in the Tamil Tiger guerrilla force in Sri Lanka have been selected to represent the country in competitive sport. More from Charles Haviland in Colombo.
Former members of the LTTE, or Tamil Tigers, have, it seems, swapped their battlefield guns for sports ground rifles. The Secretary to the Sports Ministry, Harsha Abekun, told the BBC a successful sport talent-spotting camp among former Tigers was held last month. Out of 135 people, 16, including one or two women, were selected for a national sports pool, four each in the disciplines of shooting, swimming, athletics and cricket. Mr. Abekun pointed out that some of the shooters used to be LTTE snipers, and some of the top swimmers used to be in the Sea Tigers, the LTTE's naval wing.
BBC News.
Hello, this is...